Welcome to the Grow in God's Love program, The Holy Journey to Heaven, offered by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we as sons and daughters of Almighty God are gathered as the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. In thanksgiving and in return of His great love and mercy, Jesus died on the cross for our salvation and waiting on us to guide us and teach us His truth of love and mercy. We proclaim Jesus' death and resurrection, the blessing salvation message, and evangelize God's people to follow Jesus Christ, in order to prepare all of our hearts to be holy and perfect so we can enter the kingdom of heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we proclaim the eternal, life-giving Word of God in order to feed and tend God's people. Witness Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Help God's people to follow Jesus Christ, the way of the cross, which is the holy journey to heaven, according to the teachings of the Holy Roman Catholic Church, to enter the kingdom of God, based on Almighty God, our eternal Father's master plan, according to His holy will, so that those who are baptized will grow more in holiness and get closer to God. Those who do not know Jesus Christ will get to know Him, so they also will have great hope of salvation in eternal life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, during this holy journey to heaven, Jesus will teach us to truly love Almighty God, our Eternal Father, with all our hearts, souls, and minds, and with all our strength, and love one another. So we will be purified and sanctified to become holy and perfect with the Most Holy Trinity's love, in order to prepare our hearts to be united with God and one another. By the power of the Holy Spirit, through our baptism, we as children of Almighty God are obligated, and it is our duty, to willingly take responsibility to respond to His holy call to love Almighty God, our Eternal Father, and one another in order to become holy and perfect, and to teach and discipline future generations with Almighty God, our Eternal Father's merciful love. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we as children of Almighty God are striving to grow in holiness as the body of Jesus Christ within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. As Jesus said, "I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it." The foundation of the Holy Roman Catholic Church is the seven holy sacraments. Through these holy sacraments, we as a church grow in God's holy love in order to enter the kingdom of heaven with the help of our true mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, and all the saints and angels. We come to do God's holy will by loving God and one another, to serve God and His people, all mankind, nations and languages, and every age, for all of our salvation, and for Almighty God, our Eternal Father's glory alone. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, starting at verse 27. Jesus said to His disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend, expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will, in return, be measured out to you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart."
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we're so grateful to God that you can be with us. And we'd like to let you know that you can hear this broadcast right now on the internet at www.birach.com. That's B as in blessed, IRACH.com, and choosing Listen to WNWI.
God bless each of you listening today. My name is Marilyn.
Hello, my name's Chris.
Hi, my name is Helen.
My name is Mary.
I'm Delia. Jesus be in your soul.
And we encourage you now to please go get your Bible and read the scriptures along with us as you listen to the program.
Let's start with Revelation 3:14-22. To the angel of the church in Laodicea, write this: The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the source of God's creation, says this: I know your works. I know that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich and affluent and have no need of anything, and yet do not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments be put on, so that your shameful nakedness may not be exposed, and buy ointment to smear on your eyes, so that you may see. Those whom I love I reprove and chastise. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him and he with me. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself first won the victory and sit with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. What kind of reminds me when it says in verse 17, I am rich and affluent and have no need of anything, and yet do not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, and blind, and naked. Before I joined Love Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, I was very self-righteous. I thought, I guess that my power served me well, and I was doing everything on my own, and I didn't look towards God. But now, since joining the mission, and I know that anything that I am able to do is because of God, and it's just as the more and more you read Scripture, you realize how awesome God is, and that He is the Creator of everybody, and He takes care of us.
God has a lot of beautiful teaching here for us. What strikes me is in verse 15, when God speaks the words, I know your deeds. I know you are neither hot nor cold. How I wish you were one or the other, hot or cold. But because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. You know, it's really easy for me not to take a look at my relationship with God. And I lived, many years, just going along with my life the way the world basically told me to live and to enjoy life. And I definitely, always had that connection with my Catholic faith, but I also had a tremendous connection with everything that the world was offering. And so I can identify with this lukewarmness, just kind of not going one direction or the other. When the mission, Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, came into my life, I think this was one of the first things that I realized God was challenging me with. He was saying to me, in my heart, take a look at your life. And where am I in your life? What's the priorities that you have in your life? Am I taking first place in your life in this relationship that I want to have with you? Or are you more interested in the things of the world and everything that the world has to offer? And I have to honestly say, for quite a few years in the early years of the mission, I never really gave an honest answer to this. I didn't like this scripture, first of all, because it was most challenging to me. And it was just, and the Word of God does this to me all the time, even when I do not want to receive the truth that is in the Word of God. God just keeps bringing out a word, whether it's this word or another word, and it just It lays on the heart the challenge of, again, addressing the question of who's going to be first in your life. And so I tried, even after I joined the mission and all the mission meetings and the retreats, I tried to enjoy, both everything that the flesh was offering and everything that the Spirit was offering. And God's most clear to me here when He says, He wants me hot or He wants me cold. The lukewarmness doesn't fit in my journey home with my Lord. And so, this is my challenge every day, is to be able to look into my life and say, okay, you're slipping back into this lukewarmness, which is, many times lukewarmness can just take you right back to the things of the world. So when we talk about, the flesh and the spirit, this flesh is all of the things that the world entices me with that takes me away from my relationship with God. So I see God again once teaching me in this scripture, just saying to me, okay, where are you at now? And so this would be a good scripture for me to read every day.
As a young man growing up, before Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission came into my life, I was very much a goal-oriented individual, whether it be with sports or what have you, and then chasing down the dollar with ever increasing a better job or, better position. And, the scripture in here, it says, I am rich and affluent and have no need of anything. And it still goes on, and yet do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. And, I chased after, like I said, the dollar to provide, to do my fatherly deeds, put shoes and clothing on my children. But yet I let God the Father, whom I went to church on the weekends, thought I was being a good Christian, a good example. But I was leaving my Heavenly Father in second position, if that. But God asked, and He says, I am at the door knocking. He is asking for intimate and a personal relationship. So when we read the other scriptures, you are neither hot nor cold. You are lukewarm. So, this is a very powerful and moving scripture. And I hope it can help you to become closer to Christ.
Chris, when you talk about God the Father taking second position in your life, that is such a challenge for all of us to try to put God first in life. And what does it mean, I think, to put God first? I was reminded, as I used to would reflect sometimes in the retreats for the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, the various commandments that God has for us, I remember I was really struck in one particular retreat on that first commandment. I am the Lord your God. You shall not have any false gods before me. And very honestly, I can say, gosh, I probably never, ever once convicted myself of having broken the first commandment. Not that first commandment. And what happened with this particular reflection on this was, God was asking me, wait a minute, in what position, as you say, am I in your life? It's easy for us in life to, as you said, chase after the dollar, and you see this as an obligation as a parent. And many times I believe as parents, we take such a humanistic a view towards parenting, just as the world tells us to do it, give our children everything, and then after that, try to bring God into the picture. I was a single parent, and I know that I was constantly being bombarded by thinking, well, I was that sole caretaker for them. And I what I see now, as I reflect back during those years of single parenting, I know that God was a part of my life, and I definitely know now that, gosh, God really protected me and provided for me. But I don't think that I put God first position. And as a result, I really struggled a lot. I mean, I worried all the time. I just didn't have a trust in my life towards God that, you know, the Heavenly Father was going to provide, that the bills would be paid and the food would be on the table all the time. And I think now, as I look back, it was because the position that I gave God, it was not first place. And so as you read there in from verse 20, you know, here I stand knocking at the door. If anyone hears me calling, opens the door, I will enter his house and have supper with him and he with me. You know, that's God when telling me that, Marilyn, you know, if you open up your door, the door of your heart to me, you know, when I enter into your heart, I will provide everything that you need in your lifetime, in your relationship, but just put me first. And so, you know, the mission, you know, as the years went on, has taught me, you know, in retrospect, you know, what maybe I could have done. But it has, you know, God has used the mission now to give me hope and not to beat myself up for all the things that I maybe could have done and didn't do. And but now I just, you know, am able to go before God and say, God, you know, I'm sorry if I didn't put you first, but I put everything else materialistic first before you. And then, you know, from having had that experience of knowing how I maybe didn't maybe do things right the first time in raising my children, I know now in my heart, you know, what I need to do, you know, that by putting God first in my life, that God will provide for me and he'll provide for my children. And, you know, to take this message as we are taking this to the radio today, you know, other people who may be listening to us today, you know, if you can identify with what we're saying and what the Word of God is saying, to put God first, what position then, you know, we have to ask ourselves, have I put God? And it's a real blessing that God has used the mission for me to continually teach me how I should place God in my life and where I should place him in my life.
When we hear our Heavenly Father knocking at our door, for me, before Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, I assumed, I thought I was in good relationship with God. I thought I was doing what was acceptable in the eyes of God. And with the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, it has opened a avenue for me to see the deeper calling that God has for every one of us. And it gives me the ability to go forward with that and say, you know, yes, I do want a deeper relationship with God. I do not want to be lukewarm. In that statement of lukewarm, I would spit you out. You know, who would want to be rejected by God? I don't think anyone would want to be rejected. So, Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission has given me a great opportunity to say, God, I hear you knocking. Come in and help where I am weak. Maybe we should read Luke 10, verse 38. As they continued their journey, he entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me. The Lord said and replied, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things, there is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her.
That Martha and Mary position, I was always one that always doing the physical things. And when I came in to Love Holy Trinity, and they said, you should, you know, do quiet prayer, sit and listen to the Lord. And I can remember going to church and at the Catholic Church, and then I sat down, and I hadn't even sat down. I thought, well, I'll try this quiet prayer. So I thought, well, it'd be easier at church. The phone won't ring because there's so many distractions at home. And I had genuflected and didn't even sit down. And just like that, I thought, oh, my gosh, I've got to get my laundry done. So I didn't even spend a minute. I spent seconds just thinking about it and not actually accomplishing a minute of quiet prayer. And I'm not kidding you, it took a long time. You know, like I said, anybody could ask me to do anything physically, any chore, and I would be glad to do it. I was a very physical person. My prayer life, I was just too busy, I always thought. And gradually, I have to say, it took me a long time for this quiet prayer, just sitting and listening to the Lord in the quiet. And it took many trips to church. I would say even 5 minutes at one time was hard and difficult for me. But as I practiced the quiet prayer, it got easier. As I practiced being so physically doing all these other things in my life, I got better at those. So now I had to practice this quiet prayer, just sitting there and listening to the Lord. And it does come to you, but it does take effort, because there are so many distractions, and there's all kinds of things to distract you. But it can be done, but it's hard at first. It was very hard for me.
I think through the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, that's what I've come to discover more and more, the importance of reading the Word of God and letting that Word penetrate our hearts. Because, and I was not too long ago sitting in the Adoration Chapel reading Psalm 119, and there's 176 verses, and they all pertain to the instructions and commands of the Word of God. Every single one of them relates to that. And so how important it is to let that Word penetrate our hearts. That Word of God created the universe, and now that Word of God is teaching me that it can indeed circumcise my heart to be like Mary's heart.
You know, when you use that word circumcise, you know, your heart, allowing the Word of God, you know, it's just, just allowing the heart to change, you know. Actually, that circumcision of a heart is kind of clarified in Revelation. We had just read earlier in Revelation chapter 3, verse 18, when God speaks to us in His Word, and He says, "Take my advice, buy from me gold refined by fire, if you would be truly rich. Buy white garments in which to be clothed, if the shame of your nakedness is to be covered." And so, you know, when you talk about Mary, the Word of God, you know, circumcising your heart, you know, what I hear you saying is, you know, that Word becomes real to you, and it changes your heart. You know, God, you know, shows us in the Word, you know, where we are, spiritually speaking, you know. And that's when our heart is open to receive that truth. You know, God's grace then allows us to want to desire to have that which is not reflecting of darkness and, you know, things that God is not pleased with in my heart. So what I see in the words of chapter 18, or verse 18, is to buy gold from me, you know, would be, you know, to buy the virtue that staying with the Word of God, and as Chris was talking about, you know, before the tabernacle, the sacramental life of the church, and Eucharistic adoration, you know, that's being able to, you know, have your heart open up to virtue and the things of God. And So that's how we prepare our hearts to meet God in heaven. And you know, I too have experienced by the grace of God through the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission and the Catholic Church, you know, how that word of God is showing me what my heart looks like, you know, and what are the things inside of it that keep God from visiting and staying in my heart. And as Chris talked about, you know, inviting God into that heart and wanting Him to stay there. And, you know, that takes discipline on my part to daily go and take in the Word of God so that all of this can happen, you know. Chapter 2 of Sirach, verse 6 says, to trust God and He will help you. Make straight your ways and hope in Him. You know, that's how I see my journey home to God now is to just continually trust that God's going to help me, because, you know, I know I don't have the strength and the power, and God already says that in Scripture. You know, with man it's impossible, but with God's grace everything is possible. And so to make straight my ways is to, you know, allow God to purify and to cleanse and to circumcise and to prepare my heart from what is not of God to everything that is of God. And so this is what the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission has been for me. It's been that blessing that has opened the door for me to have this new hope that my life here on earth has a purpose, it has a meaning, and I've discovered that meaning. You know, I can remember as a young girl memorizing, why did God make you? You know, and God made me, you know, to become holy before Him and to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so that's what the mission, and I'm just so grateful to God that He's brought the mission into my life and the life of so many people so that, you know, God's children can discover this blessing of how to become holy and how to come home to heaven, which is really our true home.
Okay, we're going to read Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. Finally, draw your strength from the Lord and from His mighty power. Put on the armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities, with the powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens. Therefore, put on the armor of God, that you may be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything to hold your ground. So stand fast with your loins girded in truth, clothed with righteousness as a breastplate, and your feet shod in readiness for the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, hold faith as a shield to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Once again, when I read this, I realize how important it is to get to know the Word of God and to allow God's Word to be planted in my heart, so that when anything that is not of God comes my way, I am able to stand firm in the truth and continue on this journey of allowing my heart to be circumcised with God's Word. In other words, to allow God to cleanse my heart and to purify it and allow God to make me holy. And this is what the mission is doing and has done with so many retreats and nurturing ourselves in the Holy Sacraments. You can see that God is indeed at work in not only in my heart, I realize this, but in the hearts of many of all of its members.
So many times, you know, we read in Scripture where God tells us to draw our strength from Him and His power or His strength, His grace, or and that. And earlier, Mary, you were, you know, talking about how you want to take in God's Holy Word, and the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission has taught you how to do that, and God has used the mission that way. And you know, I think when we read phrases like this, to draw your strength from the Lord in His mighty power, I wonder, I ask myself, do I really believe that, and do I really do it? Yeah, how much energy do I waste, you know, even in prayer, because I'm not there trusting that God is going to give me the strength. Or sometimes, you know, when I face circumstances throughout the day where maybe it might be an opportunity for me to grow in virtue, I kind of strengthen up with my whatever I have inside of me, you know, how I'm going to face this, I'm going to conquer this. And I don't go to God first for that strength, for that power. And I think that has led to discouragement to me, is because I have not been able to really sometimes taste God's power and God's strength. And then there are other times that I have maybe been able to do that and to see the difference and to think, wow, why don't I do that all the time? It sure makes it a lot easier. When you have that trust that God is going to be providing everything that you need, to become a holy person as He wants us to be. So, you know, I need to read more of the Word of God, you know, every day and look for this power and this strength to come forth from the Word and take it into my heart so that I don't make my life journey to heaven, you know, such a big struggle, because I don't think it has to be sometimes the struggle that I make it. So we should never, you know, give in, I guess, to the discouragement of I'm never going to be able to become holy, this or become this person that God wants to be to become. You know, sometimes what you would think you would think that when you would reflect on your sin, or you know, when you see things then inside of you that don't image who God is, it would lead to discouragement. But that is the amazing, that is the most amazing thing that I have found, that as I read God's holy word, it never leads me to discouragement. So if God, you know, shows me maybe an area of my life that does not reflect His love and His goodness, you know, when you want God in your life as the first position, the first priority of your life, then you're willing to take a look at what's in your life.
And you realize the forgiveness and the mercy that God has for His children.
That's right. So there's no sadness. There's no, you know, it's like joy. Because you know that from reading the Word of God, you know this is exactly what God wants to have happen to you through His holy word, mm-hmm. is for you to be able to see the power of conversion that can take place in the heart through the Word of God, because you are, you know, or I'm willing to look at my own heart and say, yes, I'm this before You, Lord, and I'm sorry and I repent. But like, you know, like Jesus, when He picked Himself up walking to Calvary, you know, like Peter, when he repented over his denial of Jesus and he picked himself up. You know, we have so many examples in the Word of God in which, you know, sinners picked themselves up. And, you know, Jesus wants that for us. And so that's a kind of a paradox to think that when you see your sin before God, it can give you great joy. And you just have to taste that tremendous blessing from the Word. And so I think this is what the saints experienced. You know, when I remember in my childhood and adulthood, I've read Lives of the Saints, and I always was kind of perplexed about how they could be these holy people as they read their lives and grow, and then yet they've always thought of themselves as big sinners. And I thought, how can that be? They're holy. I mean, look at Mary Magdalene.
Exactly.
You know, when she met Jesus. Mm-hmm. I mean, she went from sinner to joy. You know, God forgave the sin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she had all those memories of the terrible things that she had done probably. And yet, yeah, and that's no different than, you know, me and you and all of those out there who may be listening to us, is, you know, we all make mistakes in our life, little mistakes, big mistakes, you know, maybe, you know, some that mistakes, and I say mistakes, sin too, you know, great sin that maybe affected people's lives drastically by how we made that, use our willpower the wrong way. And yet when we go to God and we see that, you know, we sinned before Him, and to ask His forgiveness, and to then to see that God gives that joy to you, He gives you the forgiveness, and that's all in the Word of God. And so, you know, the power of the Word to show us who we are before Him is a tremendous blessing that I've received, you know, by the mission meetings and the teachings and the retreats and the constant telling us, you know, go to the Word, go to the Word of God. You know, there's where you find God. And then, you know, when you go to the Word of God, then what else do you find? You find the sacramental life of the church. You know, God tells us to go to our priests and confess. You know, God says in John chapter 6, you know, eat my body, eat my flesh. You know, so all of the other spiritual blessings that we can use to feed our souls is right there, hidden in the Word of God. And so it's been a tremendous blessing for me. And I just thank God that I've been, you know, chosen or been able to receive this blessing, and that God would use the mission for this.
To bring that on a more personal note for me is situations that arise from day to day. Sometimes there may be an individual or whatever that's not very complimentary to my lifestyle or whatever at the moment, whether it's work or wherever. In the playground, you know, if somebody's father starts yelling at my child or something. I draw my strength on God, that I don't enter into the battle with that individual, because with the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, I've found the strength to trust God to take care of the situation, to trust God that He will protect me from sin. And this is all in the journey to become holy. So, if there's some arguments out there, either between husband and wife or co-workers or what have you, Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, Holy Roman Catholic Church, the Holy Bible, the reading of Scripture, I put on the armor of Christ. I draw my strength from God not to allow myself to enter into a sinful situation as best I can. Marilyn, you mentioned how saints, you know, they say, boy, I'm the biggest sinner. Well, I'm no saint, but I still am on the journey. I am hopefully on the journey, and very, very hopeful that God will not abandon me. God will not spew me out as lukewarm. And it's a journey it's rewarding. It's satisfying. Satisfaction in knowing that you can, with the power of God, allow a better life for yourself in your relationships, in your work area, in virtually everything, and you can trust God to do the right thing.
I think when I realized that, you know, Lord, show me who I am before you as a sinner. You know, and I was like, wow, what did I just say? You know, do I really want this? You know, and there were times that I didn't want to pray that prayer. You know, I didn't want to see who I was. I've always had this deep love for our Blessed Mother. It's whenever I felt like nobody else listened to me, I've never felt that our Blessed Mother never listened to me. I don't care how small my concern or how big my concern. I always feel Blessed Mother is there. And I believe this is one way, powerful way, as we read in Ephesians, when God says, draw your strength from the Lord in His mighty power. You know, our Blessed Mother has been given to us, you know, by God to be our spiritual mother. And so I suppose it's not why shouldn't I expect my dear mother to be one in which I can draw strength from? She's only going to intercede for me what the will of the Father wants for me. And so when I go to my Heavenly Mother and I ask her for, you know, whatever it is that I need or strength or whatever, you know, there's this inner assurance that I have that I know that she will never, never intercede before the Father for anything that would be detrimental for me spiritually in any way, shape, or form. And even on the human level, well, what I need in this physical life, you know, I know that, you know, because she is that concerned as a mother for my soul, that the provisions for my physical well-being will also be provided for. So I'm able and to always have this closeness of the Blessed Mother with me when I read the Word of God, because I see her having lived perfectly the Holy Word that, you know, that I read. And, you know, we have so many beautiful feast days, and, you know, how our church, you know, sees also the role of the Blessed Mother in salvation history, which is, you know, my salvation and your salvation. And so it's a beautiful mother we have to go to all the time, and to know that her role in salvation history is in the Word of God. And so when we read the Word of God, we read who she is also.
It says here in Ephesians 6, verse 18, with all prayer and supplication, pray at every opportunity in the Spirit. To that end, be watchful with all perseverance and supplication for all the holy ones, and also for me, that speech may be given me to open my mouth, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, so that I may have the courage to speak as I must. You know, with all prayer and supplications, you know, at every opportunity. And how many opportunities arise in our lifetimes to give prayer to God the Father?
And really, Chris, you know, we are just ordinary, you know, lay people that are living in the world, committed Catholics who want to grow in holiness, and having been touched by God and having recognized, you know, that God does want us maybe to become something than what we are, you know, that as you read there in verse 19, pray for me that God may put his word on my lips, that I may courageously make known the mystery of the gospel. And so, you know, this radio show of Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, our lives have been touched. And this is a way for us to share with you who are listening, you know, how your lives can be touched by the Word of God. And that this courage that God gives to us is because He wants us, when he gives us the grace to see how we can be different and we can become holy, then, like he said to Peter in the last part of John's Gospel, Peter, do you love me? You know, then go feed my sheep. And so God gives us many opportunities in the world to go feed his sheep, of which this radio show is one way. And so It's a beautiful, thank God that we can do this and reach many people that maybe we wouldn't be able to reach otherwise, with just the simple message of how God has changed our lives and how we are different people because of the Word of God and the blessings that He has given to us through the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission. And more committed Catholic than I've ever been in my whole life. I mean, that's the astounding thing, is my Catholic faith means more to me now than all my lifetime. And I always was a Catholic, but nothing like I am today. You know, I have that commitment in my heart. And it's really because God used the mission, and the Word of God has come alive for me. And I see, you know, so much that I can become that I'm not, and I see how much more God is waiting for me to become what He wants me to become. And that's joy, you know, that's hope, you know, and I just hope that I'm faithful to this, the call that He has given to me and to all of us who are sharing today this radio program, and for all of you who are listening.
There's also a scripture I'd like to offer in relationship to prayer. It's in Luke 11. And verse 1 starts with, "He was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples.' He said to them, 'When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'"
You know, we've been talking a lot during this radio program about the Word of God and how that Word of God is alive in our hearts now. And we're seeing more and more of the truth in the Word of God and what God is teaching us. And when we read in the Lord's Prayer that the Father has given to us through Jesus Christ, in verse 3 it says, "Give us each day our daily bread." And to realize, you know, that we're, the Word of God is actually feeding our souls. And I think that's why all of us, when we gave witness tonight to how the power of the Word of God is affecting us, it's because it is true food. You know, it is true food. You know, when we receive Holy Eucharist, it is true food. You know, the Word of God and the Eucharist is true spiritual food for ourselves, for our souls. So, you know, conversion does take place in the soul then, and in the heart, if we honestly take the Word in. And so that's why I believe, you know, when God tells us in Revelation chapter 3, "Here I stand knocking at your door. If you hear me, I will come in and have supper with you." Well, that's what God is telling us in the Our Father, is when we say, "Give us each day our daily bread," and we're asking for, you know, God to come into the heart and to feed us. And so we can give witness then, not to anything that we have done, you know, through our powers, nothing, you know, that we have caused the spiritual growth that we maybe see in ourselves or in others, but it's all coming from God's love, God's mercy, and God's promise. And, you know, what a beautiful awareness to have. You know, and earlier we were talking also about, you know, recognizing our sinfulness and wanting to change, and that it was a holy joy that we have when we are able to see our sins. Well, you know, that's expressed here, right here in the Our Father, when we say to God, you know, "Forgive us our sins, for we too forgive all who do wrong." And so, certainly, you know, to continually, day in and day out, to ask God to show us our sin so that we can be forgiven. So it has just been a tremendous blessing for myself to have been graced with the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, and to have this blessed mission within the Catholic Church to help each of us to grow in holiness.
We truly thank and praise Almighty God that you could be with us today for the Grow in God's Love program, The Holy Journey to Heaven, offered by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. If you'd like to join the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, and find out where meetings are taking place, they are currently being held in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Or if you'd like to bring the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, into your parish. Or if you'd like to subscribe to the New Life in the Holy Trinity, please call us at 773 773- 773-745-0011. The number again, 773-745-0011. And you can also email us at lhtbm@lhtbm.com. Again, lhtbm@lhtbm.com. And you can also hear this broadcast on the internet at www.birach.com. That's B as in blessed, IRACH.com, and choose Listen to WNWI. And we'd like to let you know also that you can hear our past radio programs and read our past The New Life and the Holy Trinity publications at our website, www.lhtbm.com. That's www.lhtbm.com. May God bless you. Copyright 2007 by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. All rights are reserved by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. No part of this broadcast or any broadcast of the Growing God's Love program, The Holy Journey to Heaven, may be used, copied, or reproduced in any manner whatsoever without written permission from the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church.